This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Well, well, well. Conversations with WellSelf, your local primary health organisation, supporting and empowering local healthcare providers.
Well, this month is Diabetes Action Month, and tomorrow is World Diabetes Day. There are more than 325,000 New Zealanders living with diabetes in the country. It's the country's largest growing and fastest growing condition. Dave Cox is one of the WellSouth long-term nurses. He co-developed a program called Take Control of Your Diabetes. We spoke about this last year. We thought we'd take an opportunity to update ourselves on all of this. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me in, Jeff.
Those numbers are significant. How many in our region do you think?
Well, probably about 12,500 people in Otago and Southland. So our organisation covers the whole of the southern region. So all of Otago and Southland, yeah, so it's a huge problem.
That's type 2 diabetes, right?
That's right, type 2, yeah.
Remind us of the different types.
So there's the two main types are type 1 diabetes, and then about 90% of people with diabetes have got type 2 diabetes. So type 1 diabetes is basically an autoimmune condition, as far as we know, where people's pancreas is not producing any insulin, and that means that people have to be on insulin for that. That happens generally in a younger age group. Most kids who've got arthritis have got type 1 diabetes. Diabetes, not arthritis. And generally, the majority of people with diabetes got type 2 diabetes. And that is generally comes on a little bit more slowly. And some people will have type 2 diabetes and not have any symptoms at all. So there's probably going to be lots of people out there with type 2 diabetes who are not even aware they've got it at the moment.
When it does present, Dave, typically how does it present?
Well, generally people will find out from a blood test. So most people will not be having symptoms at that stage. So generally what will happen is a GP will call somebody in for generally some routine blood tests, and it may be picked up there. So people's blood glucose levels will be higher than normal, and generally if they're within a certain range, and that will usually be enough for a GP to give someone a diagnosis of diabetes or pre-diabetes if they're not quite there yet. So if people do get symptoms, and these generally happen later on, it's things like going to the toilet a lot to pass urine, feeling very thirsty, things like feeling a bit fatigued, sometimes blurred vision, they tend to come on later on. So you would hope that people can get the diabetes under control before they get those symptoms.
And by doing so, by getting things under control, will that minimise the likelihood that those symptoms will develop more strongly?
Yeah, that's right. And not only that, it will hopefully prevent some really serious potential long-term complications. So not only would you hope to prevent those symptoms, but also to prevent those really serious long-term complications, which can be things like stroke, heart attack, kidney damage, those things which, you know, we hopefully can prevent.
Okay. So you developed, along with others, this program called Take Control of Your Diabetes. It was relatively fresh. Last time we had a talk about it. How is the program going?
It's going very well, thanks, Jeff. We've managed to roll it out, and we've got pretty good coverage through the whole region now. And I think since March this year, we've run about 30 to 40 courses, and we've had about nearly 300 people attend those courses. So the idea is that people do not have to travel very far in order to get one of those courses. It's a free session for people to attend. And generally, they last about 2 hours, those sessions. And, people are really reporting positive outcomes from attending those sessions. People have reported getting a little bit more active, which is, you know, one of the things that we would advise people with diabetes, and managing to lose a little bit of weight as well, and generally feeling a bit better equipped to deal with their diabetes.
Yeah, I mean, focus session of a couple of hours dealing with what is a major condition. You would have had to think very carefully about what your key messages
are. That's right, yeah.
And in general, what areas do those key messages cover?
Yeah, first of all, we sort of have a bit of a refresh on what diabetes is, because a lot of people attend the courses do not really have a good grasp on that. There will be people who've been living with diabetes for quite a long time who will know quite a bit, but we can't assume that. So we just generally will remind people what diabetes is, with a special focus on type 2 diabetes. And then we'll go over the symptoms, the risk factors, and talk a little bit about blood glucose control, because that's really a key element of this. So try and get people to understand their blood glucose readings. And then we can talk about, you know, what they can do about it. So that we focus on things like physical activity, nutrition, medication, and also cover things like stress management and sleep management as well, because people not sleeping well, that can actually mess around with their blood sugars. So we try and cover all those things.
Strikes me, Dave, that the kind of messaging that's coming through for a program like this is generally just good advice for healthy living anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things we give out as one of the resources is a healthy nutrition guide for people with diabetes, but we probably should all be following that information, because it's probably good advice for all of us, you know, whether we've got diabetes or not.
I understand you're also offering a follow-up session for those who need it.
Yep, that's right. So one of the things that came out of the evaluations that we did was that people sometimes needed a little bit more information around the nutrition side of things, and also the medication. So we do offer people a follow-up session if they want one. Usually happens within a couple of weeks from the first session, and that is led by a dietitian and a pharmacist. So it's a great opportunity for people to actually use their expertise. Usually pharmacists are just awesome, an awesome resource out there for people who want to find out a little bit more about the medication, whether they've got diabetes or not. So we would encourage people to talk to pharmacists when it comes to talking about medication and supplements as well.
Dave, I imagine you'll be very interested in the effectiveness of the Take Control of Your Diabetes program. What can you say about any follow-up in terms of what you've observed people taking from it and any improvements in their lives?
Yeah, so what people have reported, so we do evaluate the sessions, and some of the key messages that people have told us is that they feel a lot more confident, and they've actually reported an increased confidence score. That's something we do measure, having attended the session, just feeling that they've got the information, and and some people have actually reported changes, you know, making some changes. So that's what we want people to think about. You know, what changes can they make in their lives? Things like becoming a little bit more active. And we can give people some guidance around that, likes of using green prescription and those guys. And healthy nutrition as well. So there's lots of really great resources out there. Diabetes New Zealand produce some great resources. There's great great information online as well if people know where to look. So that's one of the things we will guide people to find out where to find reliable information online, because there's a lot of dodgy stuff online as well, so people need to be aware of that.
Oh, well, look, again, with any medical condition, there must be a certain proportion of the population, I'd count myself among them, that, you know, these big words hang over us, diabetes, what does that mean? Oh, you know, is that, it's going to shorten my life? You know, I might want to stay away from understanding it.
Yeah.
You mentioned confidence, and that's a really, really important one, isn't it? Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. So, you know, what sometimes surprises me is that there will be people who attend the course who may have had diabetes for years, and they'll sometimes say that this is the first time they've heard this information. So that's a bit of a concern, really, because, you know, if people are not managing their diabetes well, then they can end up in real trouble. So it's a potentially very manageable condition, which is, you know, why we're so keen to deliver this, because people need to have the information and advice. So, you know, what we would encourage people to do is engage with their clinicians, you know, but also to think about things they can do themselves.
Now, Dave, you mentioned pre-diabetes. So presumably there are some indicators that might say, hey, you're at risk.
Yeah.
And you've developed some work around this as well.
Yep. So we also do a course which is for people with pre-diabetes. So it's a similar sort of course, and this is for people who have got pre-diabetes. So that is usually determined by a blood test, and it's generally people whose blood glucose is on the way up, but not quite at the stage where they would be diagnosed as diabetes. But that's a great opportunity for them to turn things around. So that's one of the things that we try and emphasize as a message, that both these conditions, pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes, are potentially reversible. So people can actually, I don't think we use the term cure, but we can get people back to where, their blood tests are blood tests would indicate they haven't got diabetes anymore. It is possible for people to do that. So that will reduce their risks of all those long-term complications. So, it's all a big focus is trying to get people's blood glucose back under control. So in order to do that, they need to know where they're at the moment and try and work out how they can get try and improve things if that's what's needed.
One of the major issues for healthcare in the country is for people who are in rural locations, perhaps not getting the same level of service in some areas. You've made a real effort with this program to push it out wider.
Yeah, absolutely. Thankfully, we've only got a small team, but we're highly mobile, so we can get around. And we've run courses in Tianao, Tuatapere, places like that, generally where people may find it difficult to get to a main center. So what we want to do is try and find out where we do need a venue, obviously, in order to do this, but there are usually community venues out there. I'm heading up to Oamaru tomorrow and doing some session there. We also can do these sessions in the evening as well. So I'm doing some session to Kaika in Caversham on Monday evening. So that's it's great for people who can't get to a daytime session because of work commitments. So we're trying to just be flexible as we can be. We can do these sessions at a weekend if people want that. We can also do it online. So there's lots of different options there to try and make it as accessible as possible.
Dave, presumably a conversation about all of this starts with our GP. Are there other ways we can commence that conversation?
Yeah, GP is the best place, really. Obviously, they can diagnose and can start some treatment or investigations if need be. But the community providers out there are helpful as well. So we've got Māori and Pacific community providers who can really be a great starting point for people. But we usually encourage people to get enrolled with the GP practice. With a condition like long-term conditions like diabetes, really it's quite essential that people get enrolled, because they probably would need to be prescribed some medication at some stage.
With it being asymptomatic, will a GP, as a matter of course, check for diabetes with blood tests?
Generally, as you get older, they'll probably include it, yeah, because your risk of developing type 2 diabetes increases as we get older. You'd hope it's something that GPs would just add in as, just a normal surveillance, really, just to make sure that they're picking up on those things, because it is, in the early stages, asymptomatic. So you're not going to find out unless you get a blood test.
Family history important?
Absolutely. So it's one of those risk factors like ethnicity, family history. So there are some risk factors out there, some which you can't really do anything about, like getting older and, your ethnicity. But some you can. Things like being physically inactive, being overweight, those sort of things will increase your risk as well.
Okay. Dave, your final message in this Diabetes Action Month to our listeners today?
Yeah, so I suppose my message is that type 2 diabetes is not something you would want, but it's a very potentially very manageable condition. So people can live a really good life with type 2 diabetes, provided they get the right help and support. So we'd encourage people to engage fully with their GP practices and the clinicians out there, and think about enrolling on a course like this. Your GP can enroll you. You can self-refer onto these courses if you want to. I can give a contact number now if that's helpful. So our Well South contact number is 0800 477 115. That's 0800 477 115, and we can give you some more information about the courses and get you enrolled in one if something you want to do.
Dave Cox, one of Well South's long-term nurses, joining us to have a conversation about Diabetes Action Month. Thanks, Dave, to you and the team for all the great work you're doing.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, well, well. If you'd like to hear more conversations with the team at Well South, look for Well, Well, Well podcast from oar.org.nz or on your favourite podcast provider. We'll be back again in 4 weeks. Catch you then.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.